This is Wade Renthke with the Chief Organizers Report. Respect the history of struggle. In training organizers, one thing I always remind them as they begin an organizing drive in a neighborhood, housing block, or workplace is to always ask and listen carefully when they talk to people so that they can unearth what has come before them in this struggle. In my book, a primary rule maintains that there's always a history of struggle. Knowing what the history is allows work in the present not to simply learn from it, but to define contemporary work in support or opposition to the history and knowledge already deeply embedded in the constituency we're trying to assist to organize. Organizers don't work on a blank slate. They work on layers of life and experience. Know it to use it. I thought about all this as I quickly walked through an exhibit in New Orleans, Don't Stand Alone, Black Labor Organizing in New Orleans. Props to the partnership between the New Orleans Worker Center and Tulane University, yes, really, the anti-union Tulane, who in this case, give the devil its due, has been displaying the exhibit for weeks. It's no secret that I've been beating the drum for New Orleans and other cities to duplicate the People's History Museum in Manchester, England, which pretty much sets the gold standard in this regard. Nonetheless, every step forward paves the path. I could have spent quite a bit of time reading every display rather than catching it all in the run before the main event of what put me at the Tulane Small Center, where the exhibit is temporarily housed. Not having the time, I quickly navigated my way to the more recent history that our work and organizations were highlighted there. Great Living Wage Campaign was prominently featured. It had been primarily organized by Local 100, then part of SCIU, and Acorn. It was great to see the signs and props. Another exhibit highlighted the Hot Rock Campaign among hotel and hospitality workers. There are pictures of some of our marches. It was fun to see all of this and where the researchers and students took it all. There were earlier panels on the New Orleans general strike at the port, one of the few in U.S. history. The rise of the teachers' union, UTNO, and the first teacher strike in the South was also featured. Years ago, we had done a U.S. social movement history exhibit called This Mighty Dream. I'm no longer sure what happened to that. It was in storage at one point. We had offered it to the Tides Foundation at another time. We need to find it. For our victory to be inevitable, we need to respect our history, even as we build tomorrow while fighting for change today. This is Wade Branski. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.